Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
Our topic for today is, are you having a quarter-life career crisis? Mm-hmm. And this is for people who are in their mid to late 20s, 25 to 28, probably even up to 30, mm-hmm. where you're not sure if you're on the right career path, you thought you might be, but, I went through this. Mm-hmm. You start out in one career, and then you've had a couple of years in it, and you realize, this is not right for me.
Right. Ooh. Yeah, so the signs and symptoms that you are maybe in a quarter-life crisis is you've done everything you thought you were supposed to do, and you've probably gone to you went to school or got out of school, you got a good job, something that your family and friends think is good, a very good placement for you. You have signs of success, like you may make a decent salary, you have benefits, you have a car, you take vacations. But there's one interesting development, which is you're miserable. Or you're anxious all the time. Mm-hmm. Or you feel restless all the time. Or you feel unsettled. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there's a term that they use now, FOMO. Fear of missing out. Mm-hmm. That's like becomes almost like a chronic feeling that you have. So if one of your friends in their 20s is going to business school, you think, oh my God, I should be going to business school. If someone becomes a lawyer, you think, oh my God, maybe I should become a lawyer. If someone starts teaching, you start thinking maybe I should be doing that, or if they start their own business. So you're constantly wondering, questioning yourself and your motives, like what is it I really want to do, and comparing yourself mm-hmm. to what your friends and peers are doing. Same can be true if a friend gets engaged and you're like, oh my God, why haven't I done that yet? Mm-hmm. So that's the general status. And Kathy, you said you went through a quarter-life crisis?
I did. I guess I was in my late 20s and I had had an actually pretty successful career in the fashion industry. And then I just started to get bored, which really, I don't want to say it depressed me, but it saddened me because I didn't know what was going to be next. It was all I knew.
Yeah.
And I switched jobs. Uh-huh. And it wasn't the job. It wasn't any better where I went. Okay. So I tried a bunch of things before I figured it out. But I didn't have any support either. Nobody, around me really understood that. And I think it is a normal thing that happens.
Absolutely.
At that age, because you start to really learn who you are.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You get an A+ for the day, Kathy.
Thank you. So I knew that I was very good at certain things. I just didn't like the industry. I didn't like the field.
Right.
Right.
So this is the thing that you have to appreciate about development, mm-hmm. how we develop, which is we evolve, we're slow. We're slow growers. We're slow at developing. And just as you said, in the early 20s, so you get out of school, you get your first job, you get to your second or third job, maybe, right? You try different things on. But what's happening as you get older into your later 20s is you are starting, there's a you that has certain values, that really cares about certain things, that has certain interests, that suddenly may need your attention, mm-hmm. right? And so your task actually is no longer fulfilling your family's needs or your friends' needs mm-hmm. or your societal needs. It's now figuring out, what do I want? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that can be scary because it may not be what you're doing. Like, it must have been a little off-putting to realize, like, oops, I don't think I want to be in fashion.
Right, because I didn't know what else was out there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Logan, do you have friends who've had quarter life crisis, or did you have any version of this?
I have a lot of friends that experienced this or are currently experiencing it right now. I'm actually thinking of one friend in particular who had a career. She went to a great school. She went to John Jay, and mm-hmm. she had this, science career and was doing that for a few years. And she discovered that she absolutely hated it.
Yeah.
And now she's going back to school for business, and she's interested. She's actually interested in fashion and doing more entrepreneur stuff
right.
for herself. But it's totally and completely different.
Yeah.
And it took a lot of conversations and telling her to just kind of go for it, because it was starting fresh, starting new, and
exactly.
something that was pretty foreign to her.
And that's yeah. exactly right. When you discover what it is you might want to do, you may also be afraid that, oh my God, it's too late. Right.
Or that
I can't
she wasted
go back
time.
Now. Right.
You know, she wasted so much time and so much money mm-hmm. in something that she wasn't really passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not a waste though, because you end up using it later.
Right.
You know, it's,
right.
I don't think any of it's a waste, but it's better to figure that out in your late 20s, early 30s than it is to figure it out in your 50s or 60s. And I know many people who
that would be a midlife crisis.
Yeah. I know many clients wake up at that point and say, I can't do this anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you
yeah.
ask them how long have they been going through that, it is a good 10, 15 yeah. years sometimes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. you know, don't wait till it truly
right.
is kind of. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
sooner than later.
So I found and watched a TEDx talk by a guy named Adam Pozwalski called Refusing to Settle the Quarter-Life Crisis. It was really interesting, and he gave some very good tips. First, he said, is realize that you're in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Notice the way you're feeling and just accept, okay, so I'm in my quarter-life crisis. Then the second thing he says, find believers, and that is believers, people who will encourage you, who won't say you're supposed to hate your job, you know, which apparently 70% of people
really?
Employed will say something like that. Yeah. They call it work because it's no fun. So find believers, and that is individuals who can really support you in uncovering and discovering what you really care about, what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be a career coach, it could be a peer group, it could be a program, but it's really important, I think, to get some support around that. And then the other thing he said is find meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, Kathy, that was part of your quarter-life crisis, right?
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah. So he was pointing out that millennials, you know, commercially, millennials are described as these sort of selfish, self-absorbed, don't care. But the truth is, in terms of work, their greatest value is meaning and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really focus on that, finding meaning and understanding that nobody really knows what they're doing. So.
Yeah.
Your journey is your journey. Don't compare yourself to others, and then be committed to discovering what you really want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what happens maybe in your late 20s, because you've had enough time away from your original family.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
you've seen yourself in the workplace, and that's when you start to, you know, you may not have been exposed to things that
right.
you are finally being exposed to or you're learning about. So you didn't know that they were potential career options for you.
Right.
That's what actually happened to me.
Yeah.
I was introduced to the fashion industry very early because my uncle owned a store. And I thought it was very glamorous, but I wasn't exposed to other
right.
things. And actually, the field we're in, we created. We were a part of the pioneers, so it didn't really exist.
Right.
But still, you can't expect to know all of that until you begin to know who you are.
That's
so
right.
it's normal.
That's the thing, and understand that it's normal. That
right.
this is. That, you know, it's messy. Growing up is messy. Figuring out what you want is messy. Crafting your career is messy. It's not a linear thing. And it's
yeah.
not all based on what's practical, what's secure and risk-free. It's not also about throwing everything to the wind, but it is about really trying to figure out what matters to you. And that keeps changing.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to say is that the last point that he makes is once you feel like you've uncovered what you want, start hustling.
Right.
And I love that idea, right? So you may keep the job that you hate, but start investigating like your friend, start to investigate probably graduate schools in the
mm-hmm.
area that she cares about, or
mm-hmm.
or go and volunteer somewhere in the subject matter that matters most to you, or try a course in something that you think you really want to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that understanding that it's a process, I feel like the biggest thing is to be patient with yourself.
Yeah, it's very hard.
It's really hard. And especially because in the quarter life crisis, you're feeling a sense of urgency, like, I gotta figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because, you know, people say, what do you do? And when you're in that transitionary, you don't really know what you do.
Yeah.
Right.
It's quite embarrassing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, what are you going to do? Hide? So I think it's a very trying time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you're switching careers, or what you thought was going to be your career isn't, and now you have to change. I don't think it's fun.
Yeah. I was going to say my quarter life crisis led me to do the Peace Corps. And which was great. It was the best experiential education course I could have taken. Mm-hmm. But I had to get to the point where I was working as a receptionist at a health center and doing more and more administrative stuff. And I would get up in the morning with a stomach ache and be like, ugh, you know, what does this? And I remember thinking about shoes for an entire morning and then saying, gross, oh my God. Thinking about shoes, you know, like where are my values here, right? Mm-hmm. So then I had to stop myself and say, okay, what is it that you want to do that you're not attending to? Mm-hmm. And I guess that's part of the question.
Yeah. You haven't thought about shoes since then, right?
I really haven't.
And she couldn't be happier.
No, I have to get Kathy to take me shopping so that I think about shoes. And she's got a great eye, so
then
she
finds them.
Yeah.
So that's it. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime. And if you're in a quarter life crisis, we wish you relief and patience and an interesting journey.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K-Squared Studios. Stay crazy.
I rent a room and I fill the spaces with world and places to make